Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a more intentional and fulfilling life. Welcome back to The Stoic Life, How to Build Calm Confidence. You know that feeling when you're just kind of going through the motions, scrolling through social media, comparing yourself to others, and feeling totally blah. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a powerful tool right at your fingertips, a superpower, if you will, that can shift your perspective and bring more joy into your day-to-day? It's called gratitude. Think of it like this. Gratitude is the secret sauce to happiness. It's not about being Pollyanna all the time or ignoring the tough stuff. It's about consciously choosing to focus on the good, the little things, and the amazing people in your life. And trust me, there are so many amazing things worth celebrating. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate gratitude through mindfulness and reflection. 1. Shift your focus. Ever notice how our minds can get caught in a negative spiral? We dwell on what's wrong, what we don't have, or the things that didn't go our way. Well, it's time to break free from that cycle. Start by actively shifting your focus towards the positive aspects of your life. Look around you, the warmth of the sun, the sound of laughter, a delicious cup of coffee. These little moments add up and create a ripple effect of happiness. 2. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is like pressing the pause button on your hectic life and truly being present in the moment. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your surroundings, your thoughts, and your feelings without judgment. This can be as simple as taking a mindful walk, savoring your lunch, or just breathing deeply and noticing the sensations in your body. 3. Keep a gratitude journal. You know those bullet journals everyone's raving about. Well, a gratitude journal is basically its happy cousin. Dedicate a few minutes each day to jot down things you are grateful for, big or small. Maybe it's a kind gesture from a stranger, a delicious meal, or the support of your loved ones. Writing these things down helps solidify them in your mind and creates a powerful reminder of all the good in your life. 4. Express your appreciation. Don't just keep your gratitude bottled up inside. Share it with others. A simple thank you can go a long way, or even better, write a heartfelt letter to someone who has made a positive impact on your life. Remember, expressing gratitude not only benefits the recipient, but also amplifies your own sense of happiness. 5. Reframe negative situations. Life throws curveballs our way, that's a given. But what if we could reframe those challenges as opportunities for growth and learning? Instead of dwelling on the negative aspects of a situation, try to find the silver lining. Perhaps a setback taught you a valuable lesson or opened up new possibilities. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine a friend just landed their dream job after months of hard work and interviews. They're ecstatic, right? But then they get this email from another company offering an even better position. It's tempting to feel envious, but instead, imagine them taking a step back, practicing gratitude for the amazing opportunity they already have, and acknowledging the abundance in their life. That's the power of reframing negative situations. So there you have it, 5 powerful tools to cultivate gratitude through mindfulness and reflection. Remember, gratitude isn't just about feeling happy, it's a conscious choice that shapes our perspective and ultimately leads to a more fulfilling life. The key is to start small, be consistent, and most importantly, believe in the power of gratitude. It's not magic, but it feels pretty darn close. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some things you're grateful for right now? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's spread some positivity and inspire each other. And remember, keep tuning in for more insightful episodes of The Stoic Life. How to Build Calm Confidence. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and stay grateful.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.